no one is ever going to put C. Michael Forsyth into any specific category. His interests are wide-ranging, and his writing is as well. Forsyth received a degree in English literature from Yale. He then studied film at NYU, made a career in corporate communications, wrote for the Weekly World News, where he specialized in the weird and strange stories. He later taught film and journalism and now lives in Greenville, South Carolina, where he's a husband, a father, and an author. He also critiques horror movies, correct?
Yes, I have a blog where I review horror movies, and I also make up, really, fantastic stories, stories that are sort of speculative.
Now, what do you consider to be in the genre of horror?
My sister would encourage me to watch movies of the classic Wolfman, the Frankenstein monster, that type of things when we were small, maybe from age 7 to 12. And I watched them with a mix of joy and fear because I know I would have a nightmare that night. And pretty much had nightmares from the age of 7 to 12 on a nightly basis, and that sort of inspired me to write a horror novel myself.
And that took the fear out of it.
Well, I'll tell you what took the fear out of it. My father told me he had just read a book about dream interpretation, and the interpretation of the dreams really comes from the fact that you are every character in the dream, however it appears. So I had been plagued with nightmares where I was literally chased by a werewolf, often. And once I understood that the werewolf was merely a projection of an aspect of my own character, the dream lost all power, and I never was plagued by nightmares again.
Wow. That's fascinating. We're here to talk about The Blood of Titans, which is a novel about to make its official debut on the world stage. And this one is, well, obviously, it is a made-up story, but it seems so real. How would you describe it?
Well, The Blood of Titans is a love story. It's set in ancient Africa. The main character is Princess Halima, whose kingdom is quite advanced. She falls in love with a warrior king, this magnificent man who's physically a giant, Watusi tall, and there are a slew of obstacles. Among them, his kingdom is at war with her kingdom, and he already has a first wife, so a very passionate love triangle develops between the three of them.
It is just beautifully described, the places, the different tribes, the people that are involved are just very, very real. And it is just so well written, Michael. It is just a wonderful, wonderful story to read. That I could believe it was true.
Thank you.
Did you mean for it to be that way?
Well, it was certainly meant to be vivid, and I did a lot of research to provide details about the food, the clothing, the weapons, the rituals that were practiced in ancient Africa. So although the story is fiction, and in fact set in a mythical kingdom, it is stuff that really could take place in Africa at that time. And it's fantasy, I would say, only because it is a mythical kingdom.
How far back are we talking? What time period are we talking about?
Well, I must say, that's a little bit ambiguous. When I originally set out, it was set before the Sahara turned into a desert, because, you know, that area was actually populated thousands of years ago. It had cities, and people farmed there and raise cattle. But as I progressed, I realized that many of the things would have to have taken place after that. So the time setting is a little bit ambiguous. It's certainly centuries before Africa was colonized by Europe.
This book, by the way, definitely does contain some limited adult situations. So I wouldn't say it is PG-13, but I would say it is definitely for more mature young adults.
Oh, I would say so. I've told my daughters, who are 10 now, that perhaps when they're 14, they could read the book. And the character is 15. It takes place at a time when people married very young.
Yeah.
So I would say about from that age up, I would say.
No. Okay.
Or 15, 16, maybe 16. I would say 16.
Yeah, it is, like I said, that is such a small part of what the story is. I mean, the love is the thing. So there are a few adult situations in it. But other than that, it is just a wonderful book for everybody to read. Do you think that there will be other books in that vein? No pun intended.
Well, yes, I have a couple in mind. I want to do a sequel to this book, which sort of ends with a definitely to-be-continued feeling.
Okay.
And there's a character named Kamu, who is a merchant warrior. And he's a man who lives by his wits, a sort of a swashbuckling character. He's almost sort of a Sinbad of Africa. He runs a caravan and has adventures along the way. So I would love to do an adventure story featuring that character.
Oh, that would be great. This would be a wonderful movie. But you're having a book launch party tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Greenville, South Carolina Chamber of Commerce office.
We're going to have a great book launch party. A lot of people have said that they're coming, and it should be a great opportunity for networking with others, as well as an opportunity to get the book signed by myself.
But should they not make it to the Chamber of Commerce, where can they get it?
Well, the book is available in paperback from my own website, which is freedomshammer.com.
Okay.
And it is available also from amazon.com in Kindle form, and from smashwords.com. You can get it in every other conceivable digital form for your Nook or your iPad,
okay,
or anything else that you might read on.
And again, the website is?
freedomshammer.com.
Thank you so much, and good luck with the book launch, and I'm looking forward to reading more from you. C. Michael Forsyth, author of The Blood of Titans. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.